Okay, just to be a bit clear on the expenses, of course, you never know until you get through with the meeting, and New York City has high taxes. But my best sense of the meeting is that we are spending the full $25,000 that's budgeted plus airfare, basically. And that probably the amount of extra money that we are spending over what we normally spend on a meeting is in the vicinity of $4,000 to $5,000, maybe up to about $7,500. And that is simply because the rooms are so phenomenally expensive. The overrun will not, shouldn't be more than that. So I just want to be clear what the amount of money is in question.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Would it be less expensive to not meet on Manhattan Island? Wouldn't it be less expensive to meet over in Brooklyn or the Queens or someplace like?
I will tell you that I did substantial research on that, as did Christine. We were able to come up with a couple of options. The options that we were able to come up with that had room for us were not that much cheaper. And the feedback that we received from George and Arlene was that the difference was not substantial enough to justify. I did provide an alternate meeting location in Garden City, Long Island, and a couple of others. And they were not.
That was the three that you sent out, right?
I think so, yes.
Yeah. And see, yeah, if I remember correct, your email, they were all three pretty close. They were a couple thousand away.
Yeah. Really, that was about what we were saving. It was not substantial. It was more expensive to meet in Garden City than one would think. Part of it is prime time because it's October, which is, you know, a good
was
time.
Was LeVarne asking us to put off the discussion until next meeting? Or?
Yeah, having a meeting next year. Since this meeting is taking place in fiscal 2011 in October, and the next meeting would be the January meeting to install the new board members, then perhaps the following meetings would be in May and September. So I'm asking you to check the pulse of the board to see if that would be an acceptable means to keep down our costs. Because a meeting in New York, like I said, basically we have a max of 25, but about 30. And based on the fact that our financial position and our loss last year in 2009, we don't want to, we want to show some effort to, for any funders out there who are interested in contributing to the foundation, that we're trying our best to work within our means and to ask for exceptions where there is a bylaw that says that we have to do a thing.
So clarify that for me. What are you saying? Are you saying that we should wait to make a decision about New York, or we should wait for...
I'm sorry. No, New York is on. I'm saying that for the meeting after the other meetings in fiscal 2011, that perhaps they should be, we should limit it to the four meetings, because the final meeting would not be an October meeting, but would be a September meeting. So you would have meetings January, May, and September.
Okay, well, this is Tracy. I'm just going to divide for a second, because there's two different things that we're talking about. The first was simply that there was a motion on the floor for the Beekman that basically it was policy of the coordinating committee that we are allowed to ram the PNB members pretty much all into double accommodations to save money. Just so people understand, the hotel rooms are $275 a night.
$275 a night, huh?
They're $275 a night. They're one-bedroom suite.
Anybody thought about the possibility of booking a clean hotel in New Jersey and providing bus service for the community common people?
I didn't look for meeting locations in New Jersey. Bus service is not cheap for what it's worth. I did look in Queens, Long Island, and in Brooklyn. There was very little availability, and again, the prices were not substantially cheaper.
Okay.
Hotel rooms were cheaper. The meeting prices, the meeting room prices were higher, if indeed they had space for us. It doesn't mean that we can't look some more, but it means we will lose the Beekman, and we'll have to sort of start from scratch again.
If we had
If we were to meet in New York in December, then the price would drop substantially. October's a bad time. Again, if people share, we can get the entire board into 10 suites. And if that's the case, rather than renting the 15 to 20 rooms we normally rent, we would only rent 10.
Tracy?
Yes.
Can you hear Afia?
I can. Afia and then Richard.
No, I was just wondering if you could hear Afia.
Yeah, I was just finishing my sentence. Afia, go ahead.
There have been board PMB meetings in New Jersey, and it wasn't necessary to provide any particular bus transportation. People go between New York and New Jersey all the time.
No, I meant bus transportation for the community comment people.
And that's what I'm referring to as well. You can take, there's public transportation. I mean, it's not like you have to take a trailway or Greyhound to cross the river.
Could be charged.
They
can fly across
true.
The country. They can fly across the country. They ought to be able to fly across
well,
the river.
Well, not everyone from New York is running across the country. But let me just say a little bit about the history of this, just so people know how we got here. And then if we want to turn down the Beekman, we can do that. That's all right. What was presented was a proposal for the Edith Macy Conference Center, which came from the GM in New York, which is located several miles north of New York City. I forget the name of the town. And after doing a little bit of research, we found out that although the price was good, the place was basically in the woods, some miles from a Metro North station. And basically not very accessible. Basically, people had to park and then take a shuttle into the conference. It was described by several people as being in the woods. That is a proposal that we did not take because it was felt like that is a pretty high barrier to public comment, that people have to travel via a suburban railway, and then they have to get from the railway station to the place itself, and there's no public transit service. They'll take a cab or something from the railway station, and then they have to take a shuttle to actually get into the facility. So we didn't do that. Since we spent some time there, time was getting a bit tight. Christine at the Pacifica office got several quotes. She did look at a hotel in New Jersey that had no availability. She looked at two hotels in Manhattan. I looked at one hotel in Queens, one in Garden City, and one in Manhattan. We compared those six. And that's how we came up with the Beekman as being a decent option. There are other hotels in New Jersey, and we can go back to the beginning. The Newark Hilton, where I guess we had had a meeting before, was not available. So we would kind of have to go back to the beginning in terms of other hotels in New Jersey.
And there are
what's the deadline?
I have to be honest that my own time here is kind of limited, but I'll do my best to get a bunch more quotes.
What's the deadline on the Beekman?
They told us June 1st. I told them I wouldn't have an answer until June 2nd. My guess is we can probably wait a couple more days, at least. At what point they will, rebook their meeting room, I'm not sure. So we would be taking the risk of losing it. But again, they might not have any customers, so who knows? What I am saying about the Beekman is I know that the room rates sound crazy, but again, if we do double occupancy in the one-bedroom suite and we restrict ourselves to 10 rooms, the rooming accommodations are not terribly different than what we have paid before. It's just a double occupancy deal at $130 a night or whatever it is.
I appreciate all the time and trouble you guys go to get those quotes and stuff, and I think I would be comfortable going with the Beekman because, like you say, you're not going to find much different.
Yeah, I have to say, even in New Jersey and Garden City and all the rest of the quotes, we were still getting like $180, $190 a night room quotes in the burbs. you know, that's not to say that somebody won't be cheaper, but that's what was being put out.
And I don't mean to be facetious, but this is LaVarne. This whole bed bug infestation, there is an article online. It's all over the country. And just an update on my little episode. The hotel gave us about a $1,300 credit. He's supposed to send a check to me. I had about $135 in expenses. I'm going to an acupuncture still to be treated for this. The spikes on my face still break out and itch like today. But that's the latest status. But the bed bug thing is nationwide, and people just are like underreporting it because they're embarrassed that even in their homes they would be found to have bed bugs. So you have to be really, really, really careful where you go and inspect it very carefully before you get into the room or share a room or do anything where the other people have stayed previously.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, what basically the options are, it seems, at this point is to go with the consensus that the Beekman will cost us a bit more, but New York in October is expensive, and it seems like the best option that we could come up with. Or I guess the coordinating committee can instruct us to get a bunch more quotes. And what that would probably mean is we would have to meet again in about a week to make a final decision. So I will leave it up to you guys. Whatever the consensus of the group is, that's what we'll do.
Why don't you do a roll call?
Okay. Afia Wangaza? Well, let's do it. Yes is go ahead and book the Beekman, and no is I'm not ready to do that. You guys have to get more quotes. Afia? Afia, are you there?
Abstain.
Okay. Mia? Mia, are you there?
Hello? Hello? Sorry. I had to walk away. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, yes is go ahead and book the Beekman Hotel. No is go get more quotes.
Well, I don't want you to get more quotes, but I just have this thing about them turning away Fidel Castro. That's my big issue. Come back to me, please. I'll pass for the most.
Is the Beekman turned away Fidel Castro? Oh, all right.
Yes.
Whatever. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. All right. So,
question. Richard. When was that?
Yeah.
When was that?
Mia, why don't you explain that since it might affect people's votes?
I'm sorry?
Mia, why don't you go ahead and explain your comments? Because it might affect people's votes, and then we'll go back and start the roll call again.
Well, I don't influence anybody, but that was, I don't remember what year, but that hotel would not house Fidel when he was here. And so I'm doing it, you know, not because I'm part Cuban, but you know, it's just a political statement of mine, to be perfectly candid with you. I just, that's my only objection.
Was it under the same management? Was it under the same management?
59, or was this like within the last 10 to 15 years? Because, you know, most hotels would not let black people in any of them, so I'm just trying to understand the time when this happened.
I would say, I could Google it while we're looking. I don't remember.
All right, thanks.
Okay, let's go back to the beginning with the votes. Afia, you abstained. Do you want to stay with that?
I would be interested in the timing as well.
I guess we don't know. Okay, well, we're trying to have a vote. All right.
Can we go to something else, Tracy, while Mia is Googling this?
Okay, let's run through the rest of the roll call and we'll get back. LaVon Williams?
Well, I'm waiting to hear the date also.
Mm-hmm.
It goes to another item.
Is there anyone who's ready to vote at all?
No.
All right.
Yeah, this is Richard. I already voted. I said I'd go with the Beekman.
Okay. That's one for the Beekman. This is Tracy. I'm going to go two for the Beekman. Kalanto, do you have a vote?
First of all, I appreciate the work you put into it. I understand, I've done those sort of things myself, so I know how hard it is, but I'm going to have to abstain for at least 24 hours.
Okay. Anyone else ready to vote?
Can I ask about a prior vote since no one's ready to vote on this one? When I had to step away, I had a little exam I had to do at the hospital. So what was the vote on the session on COSO and on financial planning and also the hour for us to discuss various options, alternatives, measures, issues? Did you guys vote on that?
I'm sorry, I don't understand your question, LaVon.
The question is about a prior vote. No one is here. It wants to vote me. I'm asking a question about the prior vote.
The prior vote about Mia's motion? You mean the finance, the audit committee motion?
I wasn't here for an audit committee motion. The motion was on from basically the motion was on doing the it wasn't an audit committee motion.
Oh
well, Tony talked about it there. Yeah, okay, it was on giving the finance, basically some introduction to finance and talking about post.
Yeah, that was passed unanimously.
Okay, all right, thank you.
And that's the one that came out of the audit committee when Tony Paul was there.
Yeah, so it
kind of
feels more than one.
Okay, well, I don't know if anyone has the date that Fidel Castro was turned away from the Beekman Tower Hotel, but what I'm hearing is I'm hearing some definite reluctance to proceed with the Beekman.
Well, this is LaVon. Actually, you know, I'd like to know the date, but I support this because I know, as Richard had said, or Orlando, whoever, that this has taken a lot of time. Both Chris and Tracy have put a lot of time into this, and it's best to move ahead on these things quickly when we can. That's why I threw in the rest of 2011. We need to move on those two.
Okay. Is there anyone else who wants to vote for the record? Okay, well then I think what I'm going to do, and I will say for the record that both George and Arlene had agreed after looking at the numbers that they were willing to proceed. So it does sound like it is the majority opinion on the coordinating committee that we do want to proceed. That said, I don't want people to feel uncomfortable. So is this something that we should bring the PNB tomorrow or on Friday for a final full board vote? Or do people want to say basically that they're more or less okay with it, they just would like us to cut expenses wherever possible and drive as hard a bargain with the Beekman as possible, which I am trying to do. And I've already brought them down on a couple of things. The contract has not yet been signed.
Well, one of the things that someone said at one point a short while ago was that in one case the prices were okay for the rooms, but the meeting rooms cost more. And I could see a whole bunch of community groups and churches and things that have all kinds of meeting rooms you don't even have to pay for. Or if you do, it's just like a kind of a honorarium. So I didn't understand how a meeting room would be an excessive cost when they have so many other options.
Well, I mean, to be clear, yes. I think that's a valid point. I will put out that part of the concern is that we needed two meeting rooms, one for regular session and one for open session. And to say this as diplomatically as I can, there were concerns that the executive session room be fairly secure, because I guess there were problems at the last PNB meeting in New York, which I was not at, and I won't go any further than that. Again, it was at the Beekman Tower, so I guess there were some concerns that the executive session room be available and that it be fairly secure. And that was one thing that was put out that might make a sort of a church meeting not meet that need as well. Let's put it that way. And that's just a counterpoint to what you said.
Tracy, is it Nia?
Yeah.
I know that that people were upset, but I don't think anybody was going to do any harm to anybody. So it's not really the police there to guard the place or anything. Because when
they disrupt the meetings.
And you disrupted me while I was speaking, Richard, and I did not disrupt you. So I don't think that we need to put that hysteria out there that someone is going to hurt somebody or something like that. That is totally not justified.
That is totally fair enough, and I wasn't there, and I have no opinion.
I have a comment.
I do, too. This is LaVarne.
Nobody's talking about putting out hysteria. If we need to take care of our business, we need to secure our meeting, we need to secure our meeting. If somebody gets hurt in our meeting and we didn't plan correctly, then we're at fault. Then we're on the lawsuit once again. I think that if the people can't come and participate in some kind of orderly manner, we need to have our meeting or waste more money. I think it's ridiculous for us to not plan for what the people at those meetings have shown us that they're willing to do and more than likely will do again.
Yeah, this is LaVarne. I think that, if you want to see what happened, you can go on YouTube and you'll see that there were violent confrontations. And there was the language, if it wasn't actual physical assault, it was certainly, the language was certainly very, very, was an assault on your person. So, the facts is that you can look at it on YouTube. And the point that Richard made, which I'm really concerned about, is the security of every board member and that we don't want any accidents to happen. Because our foundation has been like a magnet for lawsuits that we feel are unjustified and that are meant to actually try to bankrupt the foundation. So we don't want anyone exposed to that, either in the audience or on the board. And the way we've been shown that we are serious about this and how we can at least keep our insurance premiums without them raising it, is by taking these actions. Otherwise, we could be exposed to higher premiums for our foundation and also to be disinvited from various venues.
Okay, so as a process suggestion, I heard Alonzo say he was uncomfortable with spending the extra $5,000 to $7,500 that it looks like we would spend to meet at the Beekman. Is there anybody else who really is uncomfortable, who's on the call and wants to revisit that decision? I'm just trying to get a sense of how many people are uncomfortable. Okay, well then here's what I'm going to suggest. We have 2 days till the meeting. I'm going to make some calls to to, I guess, Jersey is the logical option because I've already exhausted Queens. I'll try to get at least a tentative quote. I'll call at least three hotels in New Jersey and see if they can give me some basic information. And I guess I will ask for space on the agenda on Friday for the whole PNB to consider. Because it does seem to me that if a member really feels like this is a poor use of money, that at least the whole board should kind of weigh in. Is that okay? I mean, I'm not trying to clog things up. I just want to be respectful for the fact that someone is checking.
Oh, well, I said that I'm abstaining. I couldn't make a decision at least for 24 hours.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay. Well, we need to start wrapping up this meeting, and we have two things on the table. The first is whether to just sort of put the Beekman on hold for a couple of days. Maybe it makes sense, although I hate to commit to doing this, but I guess I'm going to have to, for me to call a representative group of hotels in Jersey, see if they could accommodate us on those days and if the room rates would be a substantial reduction. I can report back to the coordinating committee. And maybe we could have a sort of an email survey, and then if we have to go to a phone meeting, then I guess we have to. But
Tracy,
at least people could get a sense of what the alternatives really are.
I have a comment on that Fidel thing.
Oh, good. What is it?
I've found something here that says Fidel was the first and probably only visiting head of state to stay in Harlem in a story that has now taken on mystic qualities. Castro, while in New York for the 1960 opening session of the United Nations, was turned away from the Hotel Shelburne, not the Beekman, Hotel Shelburne because of concern about adverse publicity. And then it went on to say the black owner of Harlem Hotel Teresa invited Castro along with his entire delegation to lodge with them free of charge. Castro accepted, and the black community has never forgotten him. So if that's the case, it was the Hotel Shelburne and not the Beekman.
Can you Google the form and name of the Beekman to see if that's it?
Well, I looked in the Beekman, but I couldn't find anything there. I've been looking under Castro, and this is in a Bright Lights Film Journal.
It was, all right, it was Shelburne? You said Shelburne?
Right.
Can you spell that, please?
Shelburne. Hotel.
Shelburne. Shelburne.
Yes, it exists. It's in Murray Hill. I just found it. It's called the Afinia Shelburne now. It's at 303 Lexington Avenue. It's a boutique hotel. And it's not where we're staying.
Funny thing is that when Fidel came at a meeting a few years later, he stayed at the Cuban Mission, which is a couple of blocks from that hotel. It's on Lexington Avenue and around 40th Street, the Cuban Mission.
Well, thanks, Richard. It seems like it's not the same hotel. I mean, it's possible that both properties were owned by the same party at some point in time, but they don't appear to be now. So I think the decision just comes down to money.
What did you say the deadline for the Beekman was?
Theoretically today, but I haven't returned the contract.
Oh.
I am going to assume that we could probably wait about a week. I do need to do a little bit more bargaining down with them. I'm going to, you know, try to get the best deal that I can. I am willing, as I said, to call three properties in New Jersey and see if there's availability and what the price differential would be and report back to the coordinating committee. Okay. I think that I'm going to go ahead and do that. And based on the email feedback, which I would appreciate if you would all respond, if I would email you. And if the general consensus is that the price difference is not significant or I can't find an alternative site, then I'll proceed with the Beekman. If I do find a better deal, then we will convene an emergency coordinating committee meeting and make the final decision. Does that work?
That's me. I'm calling on my other phone.
Okay. Does that work okay with everybody?
Okay with me.
I mean, the other locations don't really require this much work, but New York is I guess, a special situation. And at least this way, people will feel like we did a more exhaustive survey.
Thank you, Tracy.
Done. And then the last item on the table is, LaVarne, I presume that your motion about changing the meeting schedule for next year is not really being put on the table yet.
No, not yet.
Okay. Yeah. We don't have to deal with that. Okay, then the only question is the next coordinating committee meeting, and then we can all go home. Formally, it would be Wednesday, July 7th, because we're the first Wednesday of the month, and I think we should meet on the 7th of July because there will be some last-minute agenda stuff for the Berkeley meeting. And keeping open the possibility of an emergency meeting because we have to decide where the New York meeting is. Are people okay with not meeting until July 7th? Anyone have a burning desire to meet before the end of June? Okay. Then the next coordinating committee is on July 7th with the proviso that we are going to do a phone survey for the location of the New York meeting.
Right.
Between now and next week. Okay. Any objection to adjourning? We are adjourned.
Thank you.
See you next
time.
Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Okay,
thank you. Good night.